Boletim COP30, informações da Conferência da ONU sobre Mudança do Clima.
As the host of COP30 and gateway to Amazonia, the capital of Pará carries in every corner a history of resistance, diversity, and cultural richness. Though it is a modern urban center with nearly 1.4 million inhabitants, Belém preserves the traditional charm of colonial-era mansions, squares, churches, and chapels. A metropolis vibrant with culture, innovation, tradition, and beauty. Amid the rhythm of carimbó, the taste of açaí, the warmth of paradisical beaches, and the joy of charismatic and welcome people, Brazil is preparing to show the world that development, environmental preservation, and social justice not only can coexist, but must go hand in hand. As the world's largest climate conference draws near, this special series offers a glimpse into what makes Belém a postcard worth symbol of northern Brazil. It is an invitation to discover and be captivated by the capital of Amazonia, which is preparing to welcome the world. Belém is home of the one of Brazil's oldest market and largest open-air market in Latin America, the iconic Vero Peso Market, inaugurated in 1625. A true epicenter of Pará cuisine, bursting with traditional aromas, colors, and flavors. At Vero Peso, the stalls display fresh fish and shrimp, a wild variety of vegetables and fruits, flowers and spices of every kind, natural remedies, herbs, folk cures, and countless other items found only in these unique markets. Amid this vibrant bustle, Ulysses Silva runs his stale serving açaí with fried fish, one of the most traditional dishes sold in the site. The vendor grew up in Vero Peso Market, where he began working at his mother's stall. Over time, he carved out a space of his own. He wants to see the world discover and appreciate the rich culinary tradition of northern Brazil.
A maioria vai querer e vão achar meio diferente. Eles vão achar que a gente acha uma delícia, no caso, né? Que é o açaí com peixe. Então, essa vai ser a nossa grande luta e prazerosamente de eles provarem nosso peixe, apresentar a nossa comida, a nossa culinária, que é o peixe, né? O dourado e filhote. E o pirarucu. É o que vai sair mais.
Pirarucu, mentioned by Ulysses, is one of the largest freshwater fish species in the world. Another traditional dish from Pará is tacacá, a soup of indigenous origin made with tucupi, a broth extracted from manioc. The recipe also includes shrimp, tapioca, and jambu, a plant commonly found in northern Brazil that causes a mild numbing and tingling sensation in the mouth and tongue. Or, as locals say, it makes you tremble and salivate. There is also the resistible pato no tucupi, duck meat simmered in tucupi broth with jambu and aromatic herbs, and maniçoba, a dish made from the leaves of wild manioc, maniva, which are cooked for several days to eliminate cyanic acid, a toxic compound. After this long preparation, the maniva is combined with pork, cured beef, sausage, and Caesar sunnings. And it does not stop there. For dessert, tapioca pudding, Brazil nut bonbons, ice cream made from endemic regional fruits, and cupuaçu sweets made from a large, overfruit with creamy white pulp. Just a few steps from Vero Peso lies Estação das Docas, a charming culinary complex that's truly an invitation to sit back, savor the region's delights, and enjoy a breathtaking sunset along the shores of Guajará Bay. With the information of COP30, Bárbara Bezerra.
Boletim COP30, uma parceria da Presidência Brasileira da COP30 com a agência Rádio Gov. Para mais informações, acesse cop30.br.